would ask to go away.
Lloyd.
Very good.
What's happened? Mosley's such a solid team normally. Two heavy defeats. What's happened?
I don't know, Pav. The wheels have fallen off with some of the players, I'm afraid. I don't know. When the going gets tough, sometimes they don't want to get going. And I've never had it before, to be honest. So there's something fundamentally wrong. But what it is, I haven't quite put my finger on it. And neither has Bandy.
I mean, you lost to Ashton Athletic in the FA Cup from a lower division.
Yes.
Quite heavily there. 7-2, was it?
Well, we was at a point at 3-2, and then it quickly went to 4-2, and we went 3 at the back, 3 in midfield and 4 up front with 20 minutes to go, because we're out the cup.
Yeah.
So, and they, to be fair to Ashton, they picked us off on the counter all the time. Every time they attacked, they scored. Take my hats off to them, you know. They deserved it. No complaints.
So then you come against Brighouse, who are one of the fancied teams, and a 4-0 defeat.
If Brighouse keep the same 13 that they played against us, they'll be there or thereabouts. They will not be far away. They are a solid, organised outfit. If they can keep hold of the players, they'll be there or thereabouts. But a few of them should be playing at a higher level, in my opinion.
When you say you and Bendy can't put your finger on what's wrong, does that suggest it's more of a mental thing than something to do with form or tactics or formation?
Well, we was going all right pre-season, you know. We was holding our own, so to speak, and we started off the season reasonably well. We wasn't pulling up any trees. But for one reason or another, when the going gets tough, one or two of them start hiding, and you know, we're slowly finding out a little bit more about people as the season goes on.
Does that mean there could be some change in the air, possibly?
There could well be.
Very enigmatic, that, wasn't it? You're not a politician, are you?
No, not at all. Only when you're asking for money, Pav. No, obviously, we need to look at people. Some of the new guys who we've brought in, you know, they're very good at what they do, but sometimes you ask for that little bit extra, and at this moment in time, we're not getting it from two or three of the players, which is disappointing.
Well, another tough one for you on Saturday, away at Prescott, and they're up, is it third in the table?
Prescott are third, and then we've got Bamber Bridge, who are first on Tuesday, so yeah, it's never a small shower, is it? It's always a heavy-duty thunderstorm, so yeah. Well, listen, bring it on, it's not a problem for us.
Are you and Bandy confident you can turn it round?
Very.
Very.
I won't be stood here laughing to you otherwise, would I, Pav? No, listen, every club in this league has a blip, that's why they're playing at this level. We just had ours early on, and that's the top and bottom of it. Usually we have it around Christmas, New Year time. But, you know, if it's now, it's now. And we'll take it on the chin.
How are things injury-wise?
We've still got one or two niggles. We've still got one or two who are coming back from long-term injuries, which won't be in contention. But hopefully we should have one or two additions to the squad in the next few days. So that should ease the burden a little
Watch
bit.
This space. Watch Pav's patch.
Watch Pav's patch, exactly. You know before I do, Pav. So, you know.
Cheers.
No problem.